most of our stock is it? Come on in, have a seat. Mr. Bostock, I've got the dosage on your prescription and Dr. Cobb will see you now. Please go through.
Mr. Bostock, you don't mind if I call you Gerald, do you? Good, good. Tell me, Jerry, when did the feelings of rejection first begin? Was it when you were a little boy? 9, was it? 10? Parents difficult, were they? Parents often are. Good, good. But you really did mind, didn't you, Gerald? Tell me how it all began. Tell all, do. Good, good.
Really don't mind if you say so. Saw you ride his hands under the fields, and you made all your animal deals, and your wise men don't know how it feels to be there at the brink.
Thank you. My favourite violin player.
I'm just calling for a chat. I'm so bored. The baby won't stop crying. Gavin's at work. How are you?
I'm doing fine, but this is a really bad time to call. We're in the middle of a concert at the moment. Tell you what, get online. Call me back on Skype with your fiddle in 2 minutes.
Thank you.
You curl your toes upon, you just smile at everyone. You paint the stairs, you're unaware that you're doing fine and done. And you laugh us ruthlessly as you tell us what not to be. But how are we supposed to see where we should have gone? As he shuffle in the courtroom with your rings upon your fingers and your dowry little sidies and your silver buckle shoes. Playing in the hard case, you follow the example of a comic paper idol who lets you pen the frills.
from the letter.
High pressure dominates much of central and northern Europe, giving southern Britain a light continental flow. A separate high pressure zone is situated in the mid-Atlantic with a frontal system wedged between the two. These unsettling conditions bring a deep depression to the northern and western parts of the UK. Depression can often be the result of more fundamental conditions. These feelings of being unsettled can, in fact, be the early symptoms of a very worrying disease.
That's right, Ryan. You know, as we older chaps sally forth on the final chapter of life, we have to remember to look after ourselves. Go for that annual health inspection. Make sure everything is still okay down there. Some of you men may find yourselves waking up 3 or 4 times during the night having to go to the toilet. That's a symptom that should warrant a little investigation. Make sure nothing sinister is in the background. Some people can't even get halfway through a rock concert without going to the toilet. Let me guess, you're on your way to the toilet.
Yes, I am.
I thought so. What's your name?
Tom.
Tom, where are you from? Tom, help me out. Come up on the stage here very carefully. Tom, pass here. This is going to help you up. I need to find another willing volunteer. Someone who has the gravitas of the medical profession, perhaps. You? No. I think somebody with a less... Hello? Would you come and help me up on stage? You could be a doctor, for all I know. You look like that kind of... Yeah, authoritative. Well-dressed, sensible, elegant young man. Careful coming up the steps. Yeah, you're going to make it. Hello, and what's your name?
John.
Dr. John.
Dr. John.
Dr. John it is. We're going to put the Dr. John white coat on Dr. John. There we go. Just to add that touch of authenticity, Ryan is going to equip you with that silky smooth latex rubber glove. Which is best to wear, trust me. Now, Tom, don't look nervous. It's going to be over in a flash. Ryan's going to take you both behind the modesty screen at the back there. A modesty screen to prevent anything too graphic from reaching your tender eyes. You're lucky, actually. I was going to show you my colonoscopy video. A little bit too hardcore even for you chaps. Shortly they should appear, I think, behind the modesty screen. Here we go, yeah. There is Tom, dropping the trousers, ready for that little investigation. Dr. John's got the glove on, and he's ready to make the insertion, to check. You get the idea. It's over in a flash. Hopefully everything's okay. I mean, they could have just done the PSA blood test, but that's missing half the fun, don't you think? Oh, good. Well done, Dr. John. Thank you so much for helping me out. Not a chance. And Tom, that was brave of you. Everything okay?
Yep.
Did it hurt?
No.
Good. Well done, sir. You going to do it again next year?
Definitely, yes.
That annual health check's a certainty in Tom's life. Thank you, Tom. Stay there. Just think. Statistically speaking, in an audience of this size, there's probably about 150 men here tonight who will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in your lifetimes. So ladies, look after the man sitting next to you. Send him off for that health check tomorrow. Don't waste time. Save a life. It could be his. Not like some of these poor people we used to know, love, and cherish.
Being a wise man, and a fool.
like an overwhelming responsibility. Through the maternity ward and saw 218 babies wearing nylons.
Hey.
quiet as in the village chorus band of precise patriotic tears. Thank you.
your wise man shall know how it feels to be after.
Right now,
we'll
watch the show. See ya.
We'll be back in 15 minutes.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Colonel Archibald Paris, but you can call me Tufty. All my friends do. Welcome to Chronicle. If you've not been down here, we'll take you on a little guided tour, especially for St. Cleve TV, where you can see all the things to do with our wonderful, wonderful three parishes community. Well, off we go for a little quick sortie around the hall and the gardens. We sweep in through the long driveway, turn up here to face Cranach Hall. Follow me, we'll go visit the lagoon. Come along, Sluggo, come along, stick fire.
Watch out for cats crossing.
Nice bit of lawn here. Daughter got married. It's big in the tents. That wayward niece of mine, young Hermione's got her eye on a little wedding celebration here at some point. Let's cross over the ornamental bridge and go to the lagoon. It said 400 Irish navvies dug this man-made lagoon many, many, many years ago. We used to keep coal ducks here. A couple of runner ducks too. Damn Sluggo ate the lot. None left at all now. Sad. Very good. This is all the remains of the Japanese garden. Wife didn't like it too much and had it all dug up. She doesn't like that Japanese food either. Hello, Spitfire. Come along, dogs. Come along, cats. Quiet bit of the garden here. Hedges need doing regularly. This is the back view, Cranach Hall. A Cranach up the bum shot, you might say.
Come along, do try to keep up. Chickens.
That's my boy. It's said that Joe Collins slept here. Well, here. Polar here, I imagine, and probably slept next door. Who with, I don't know, will be. Very well, hope you enjoyed a little tour around. We have to make way now for the main entertainment events of the evening. Live on stage, Ian Anderson and his chums with a splendid concert of progressive rock music. Mustn't call it pop, apparently. So off we go, live on our very own WeTube channel to the Village Hall, St. Cleve Community Centre. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night for the finals of the Phil Collins karaoke evening. Live from the Dirty Duck in Linwell. Paris here, signing. You can call me Tufty.
sounds come from cupboard doors. Mocking panic after shrieks, dark promises of blood and gore. Interventions and ethics of men. Opportunities grow and grow. Journeys I might never take. From all things he knows just where we are. Ripples come, a petal come. Take a scenario, a foreign shore. A slip right off this high-rise hell. Elevators comes at every floor. 12 on stage deep. Summer horizon turn around and twice. Endless possibilities. Fog soaring clearly from the eyes. Waves of blue skies. Bobby sent home go out of
always wonder, now and then, if things had turned out, well, just plain different. Chance path taken, page unturned, or brief encounter, blossomed, splintered. Might you have been the man of courage, brave upon life's battlefield? Captain Commerce, high-flown banker, hedonistic, down at heel. A Puritan of moral fiber, voice raised in praise magnificent, arrested in assured repose, knowing you're not in quiet content. What ifs, maybes, and might have beens, why not, perhaps, and wait and see.
corners and touch their options. Pick up holders in the audience. The commie calls for regulation. The town in Latin is how much money. For his meltdown, not as they have over. Let the next day, raise their coffee. Banker cares and banker wins. Heaven is met for all his sins. Banker cares, checks in the post. Not where he is returning.
Swing it far,
Swing it far. Swing it far. Swing it. At the crossroad and here's Saint Merle's town. Carol something from Curtis home on sea. Thinking back of the child that he once was, all bread and butter and fat for his tea. Apologies, paper, and meat stink. It's too much intensity, it's too much face at this. Grandpa can't help us, he's drinking. He was sure the boys were in the town now with no money to go, no appointment. His hard little man is a printer down a bit. I've been waiting for something.
Thank you. Thank you.
the military man.
Touchdown after muddy rugby in the soft arena song. Steal through open doors to heaven in angelic sing-along. Tinsel echoes in the road to still the air and singers die. Our voices chased and broken pure, take manly message to the pines. I sense the power. I sense the spirit move. It's sailing corridors of hope and stone boats lit above. Beyond the name behind our can step, and us flicker in the choir. Fish the cloak deep in the bed, I grip a pain the past the fire. In the chapel, I am wondrous in the eyes of lesser bars. Raptures touch me, lift me, shake me, brotherhood, an ode to joy.
In white robes on cassock ranks, with hand on heart and hand on sword.
Elevated, born to service of the Lord.
I sense the power, I sense the glory. Position and flowing might have above the earthly thoughts alone.
Follow me to serve the master, he whose number but his name. That in burning power told me, just have a love in all the same.
Let us pray. Dearly beloved Father,
we know it's tough to make ends meet through troubled times. When economic woes grow better worse, so call out to our family of treasured followers and make a pledge to take it till it hurts. Our coffers almost empty, but our hearts stand faithful high as we set out to stray the needy hand for rest. Together we can face our willing congregations, and I can live on any small change that's left. So if it hurts, yeah, if it hurts, make a pledge and give till it hurts.
That was today's speaker, the humble Reverend Jim. Tune in to the National Godspend Channel next week. Praise be to him and hallelujah. Remember to keep those pledges coming in. And give till it hurts.
Gerald Bostock, fresh from school with fewer levels, sets his sights. No grand fanciful fantasies, but level-headed middle ground. The retail trade, the corner shop, the humble service of plain town folk. Open and nine and close by six, and off to work, they work around. Regulars drop by to chat in idle gossip, repetition, same old words another day, while all the time life slips away. But slips so slowly, stretches moments into hours, and hours to years, with characters by Harold Pinter. Dark silences, slow passion play. Then home to fire a model, trains of shunt and shuffle, wagons, locomotive breath upon his brow. Smooth clockwork running, motors hum, while Baron Mash prepares hot dinner, fragrantest pie, always a winner. So praise life's routine, cozy habits, and don't forget to call your mom.
last night's wake out on this pale and sultry night. Stars signal love past 2 a.m. And I feel the late message out. And I'm 50 long years from home. Diverge cage of horses. It's kind of time you voices and ever save the houses. No more empty towers of this unholy Babylon.
Thank you.
Swiss bank havens lost the lot when England revenue got wise. So I did my time for what? On the streets, a pretty pickle, I met some man who lifted me, took me home for slap and tickle, in civil partnership next to me.
Standing, bow below.
fresh start. Another day, another life, not so far away. Perhaps no better move. It's all routine and repetition. Stamp collecting first edition. Steam plates busting. And on the brain, as if before, most everything. Fresh start, another day, my ever partner, just slipped away, for a sweet utopia. The queen of this ceramic art, the legend. Here I was born, a pretty picture. Present moments, past and present, and tenants keen, while moving peasants.
All your eyes.
this house over the fields. And she'll make all your animal deals. And she'll wise a man to know how it feels.
Many thanks to Ian and to the splendid musicians, live and listen, please, but it's all. Now stand your warmest appreciation, please, to David Goodyear on the bass guitar. On the drums and the percussion, from Bristol in England, Scott Hammond. Playing his organ, the piano, and the piano accordion. Also from Bristol, England, John O'Hara, John O'Hara. And from Rosenheim in Bavaria, on the electric guitar, young Florian O'Pani. The song, dance, mime, and the warehouse brew. Rather dishy, if you ask me, young Ryan O'Donnell, Ryan O'Donnell. And now the man himself, the flautist, guitarist, and singer of the little outfit we've had here tonight, Mr. Ian Anderson. Thank you.
coming, a very catchy nature says to call. Any balls playing where? That's got him by the balls. When he picks up his rifle, it's open at page one. A baby gun he stole the handle in a train. It was a going, going too slow now. I'm going too.